The conference will now begin.
Okay, Shalom, Shalom Chava. Let's start learning on page Kuf Ches. Da'as Midasecha on page Kuf Ches. We were talking last week about Kaishi Elyon and Kaishi Tachtoin. In the side of Ofer, which creates hard, difficult, sometimes harsh, disagreements, differences, difficulties in receiving and understanding, all machlokes are the result of that koshi that comes from there being a hisnagdus between two sides or more, the two ends with a big gap in between them. And as a result of that hisnagdus, one feels the koshi and the kashis. And that koshi can be extraordinarily divisive and destructive. On the other hand, there's a koshi elyon. There's a bechina that's called in the Chabad Svarim, which Rav Schwartz uses. He doesn't quote it from the Svarim, but he uses that there's something that's called eison or eitan shebenefesh. Eison means like a strong, powerful tree. There's that part of a Jew that is hard, that won't be broken, that is a kshei oref, but in a good way. That stubbornness, we were talking about the oref, that stubbornness of a Jew to believe in Hashem no matter what, that stubbornness in the Jewish people to persevere as Jews throughout all of these years of galus, that koshi elyon, that extraordinary hardness that is translated into steadfastness and ne'amanus and faithfulness, to be mamish like a powerful, powerful tree, a rock that can look at the entire world and laugh at the whole world and be in disagreement with the entire world and not to fall apart, but to remain strong. So there's this mida of an amkshei erev that's very, very chiyuvi. That's very, very positive. That's very wonderful. Of course, there's a negative aspect of it as well. As there is with the Midah of Azus, which is the subject of the next chapter, Chutz Ben Azus, that the Jewish people call Azin Shabu Umais, the most Azistic, the most Chutzpahdik of all people. That has a very negative connotation, but at the same time, it's an extraordinary positive way of referring to us as being chutzofim again, to be able to disagree with the world, and not only that, but to have the azas to defy statistics and probabilities and reason and logic, because we're still here, and that's the most illogical, unpredictable, crazy thing in all of history is that we're still here, and that the ones who try to destroy us are not. That's the most unbelievable thing. And that comes from, of course, the Hashgach of Hashem every second, but the nature of his children who have this Azaz part of this chutzpah. Now, because of this, there's a rakus and a kashius that come at the same time. There's a gentleness and a harshness, a hardness that come at the same time. Let's see what that means. We're on the bottom of page Kuf Ches. K'shanova lahavin yoyseh sugyas adas. Suma lenu lehizabayinen mehechen migya mahalach shadas yikol kach hazoka b'chines eison. Where does it come from that a person's da'as, that a person's opinion, that his way of thinking, that his convictions can be so strong? This bechina of Eisan. Reishis ha'havon ha'pshuta. Hadas hi ha'koach ha'elyon b'yoseh b'nefesh ha'adam. Das is the highest koach of the soul. The Gemara says, "Dabei kulabei." That if one has das, one has everything. Lo dabei mabei. And if you don't, then what do you have? Da koni machoser. If you have das, then you lack nothing. Da loy koni. But if you haven't acquired das, ma koni, then you can't really acquire anything. Hadas he beetsam on the nekuda ha'elyona shebaadam. So das is the nekuda ha'elyona shebaadam. Oz kshemaridim is kaimas ha'adam. Hadas he achel ka'elyon. So in that structure, in that kaimas ha'adam, das is the chelik ha'elyon. Va'achelik atachtoin b'kaima, hu yisoid ha'ofer. Va'achelik atachtoin b'kaima, and the bottom end of the comb of a person, that which is planted in the ground, of course, that which is the physical and least connected to das, is the yisod of ofer. Nimsa sha'ofer v'das, hem shtek tzobah. So on the surface, these are two opposites. Das is the highest part of the person, the mind, that ability to discern, to understand, to believe, and so on. And the bottom of the heel, the earth, the yisod ofra, tuk tzavos. Hadas ya kotze ha'elyon. Das is the highest end. Vaguf shashar should be yisod ofra. And the body, which is rooted in the yisod of ofra, huakze tachta, is at the lowest end of the spectrum. Pesh kuftas. Mitzad kach, l'shneyem yesh kashi. So mitzad kach, both of them have a quality of koshi. Ki kol echad mehem megiyah mikotzei shel kaimas adam. Because each one comes from the extremity, the highest, ktsei elyon, das, ktsei tachtoin, ofer. The highest point of a person is das, and the lowest point is ofer. So we're obviously talking about major milchamas, and each one is going to have milchamas with many, many others. But on a deeper level, there are three mahalchim in the world of das. There's das hamavdalas. There's that das which distinguishes and discerns, separates and sorts, and so on. That's das mavdalas, that's havdalah. That's why we say havdalah in the Baruch of Atochin and Lodom Das, because Das means the ability to discern between Kodesh and Chol, to understand the difference between Kodesh and Chol, between Yisrael and Ha'amim. All these things are clashing with each other and fighting with each other, to understand the difference between them. So that's Das Mavdalos. And there's Das Amachras. Das Amachras means when you have to weigh two different things and make a decision. L'achria. To decide. So das machras means the ability to decide. And das amachaberis. And then there's das, which is the ability to bring together, to join two different things, even two opposing things, like for Adam Yodas Chava Ishta, a man and a woman, which we've already spoken about, are two opposites. So das is mavdelas, separates, distinguishes, discerns. Machras decides, and is mechaberes, and joins, and fuses things together. Das amavdalos k'divrei Yerushalmi ha'nedarim. We just really referred to that. The Bavli and the Yerushalmi. Im ein deya havdalim inai. That if you don't have das, then you don't have the ability to make distinctions between things that might look on the surface as being somewhat similar. Havdalim inayim, and you don't have the ability to be mavdal. To that person, 6 days of the week and Saturday are all the same thing. The Jewish people and the Goyim are all human beings. Everybody's the same. It's one big, happy, pluralistic world. The world according to Nancy Pelosi and the rest of her chevra. Everybody is the same. There's no differences. Everybody is the same. Which is that they have more of that because I think I heard that Pelosi is extraordinarily wealthy and has a very big wall that surrounds her property. Yeah, that's for another time. So that's im ein daya, then have dali minai. Then there's das machraz, the ability to use das to decide. Obviously, only if you could discern, you can decide. Kishesh shikol hadas. When a person has shikol hadas, the other machriel, he weighs the issues, he weighs the two things or more that are before him, and he makes a decision. For people who have a difficulty in discerning and distinguishing and separating, they will usually also have great difficulties making decisions because everything just gets lumped together. It's very hard to decide. That's called Das Machraz. L'mal mikach, then there's a highest Das that's called Das HaMachaberes V'ha'odam Yada. When a person has such Das, so that even though on the surface there are many things that are separating between two, but the big bardas is able to detect the unifying features that can bring these two opposites together, or these two that appear opposite that can bring them together. And that's why Adam Yada, that relationship between Adam and Chava, between a man and a woman, depends on das, on that highest ability to be able to see the Nakuda, that despite all of the external differences, the Nakuda Apnimis that joins them together. That's Das, that's the highest Das. But if we look at this carefully, it's interesting. What comes as the result of Ha'adam Yada, of the man and the woman getting married, joining together? Al ken yazav ish esavi v'simai v'dobak b'ishto v'hoi l'basar echad. That das gives the couple the ability, A, to be mavdal, to separate themselves from their homes, from their parents. That's das mavdalas, that the time has come where I don't belong with mommy and daddy. That's das mavdalas. Das machras, to decide the person who you would like to marry. And then the most wondrous thing of all is marriage, when they're able to join together and to have a child. Despite the differences, they're able to join together, and not only that, they're able to have intense pleasure in that relationship of a husband and wife, and to bring a child into the world. So Adas Bekoich Elagalos Mokam HaNikra Echad. It means that Das has the ability to go beyond all of the multiple differences on the surface and to get to the Echad, that inner hidden point of unity that joins these two disparate pieces together to find the Echad, V'hoi L'Basar Echad, to be as one flesh. V'yadata, we see this. V'yadata hayom, v'ashevos el vavecha, that when a person uses his das in the highest way, then v'ashevos el vavecha ki Hashem ulekim b'shamayim imal v'aretz mitachas ein od. And through that das, the person is able to come to that nekuda hapnimis, even though the world looks like a billion, trillion contradictory things, and that seem to be saying there's no unifying force, there's no creator that created all of these differences. But if a person uses his das in the highest way, then v'yadata v'yashavos levach ki Hashem hu Elokim, he comes to the truth of that one underlying unity, that Hashem hu Elokim b'shamayim imal v'al haaretz mitachas, everything that's in heaven and earth, even though everything is so different and seems to be so everything is at odds with everything else, but underneath all of it is Hashem Elokim Ein Od. The Ein Od Megi Mikoach V'yadata. Only through V'yadata Hayom, Das, can one come to that Echad. Hadas Nogas V'mokam Ha'elyon Shebo Yesh Rak Echad. That highest Koach of Das is to come to that deepest and highest part of a person where everything is Echad, where it's all Echad. It's all echad. Zohu be'etzam ha'mokam shabo harach v'akosha mizachdim. Now here, Rav Schwartz is where the soft, the gentle, and the hard are able to join together. Meaning, we were able to, where there's able to be the unbelievably fantastic, positive, offer quality of koshi that leads to the most beautiful, gentle reality, but also the heart at the same time, of what? Of emuna, of faith, of faithfulness, of akshanus of kedusha. He explains. Zoe says, "Be'etzem hamokim shabar rafa kashem esachte machmes she'ain sham hisnagdus." Because when you get to the underlying unifying echad, then there's no longer any hisnagdus. You say that in the davening on Shabbos. Haderes v'mul chaylim habinu b'chalam ha'gai v'adul ha'deh v'adim l'chaim ha'hoid v'hadlum ha'vad v'sigus l'chaim ha'chal v'chaysen ha'tech v'atoyer. And many of these, like chay v'kaim, they're opposites. And all these opposite meters, how could they come together? The answer is, there's only one way that these two things, that all of these things come together. That's Chai Olam, the one who lives forever. Only in Hashem. Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Neis and Teva. Hashem is Yukei Vavkei, is miracles. Elokeinu, Elokim is Teva, is nature. Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. The Esnagdus disappears. When you come to that Nekuda Echad, Elokeinu, then all the Esnagdus, then there's no longer any hisnagdus. It's all from one place. It's echad. This is how a person can mamish live a life of simcha pnimis. Because when things happen to us that are against what we feel or were different than we were expecting, we get all twisted and we get all angry and disappointed and hurt and so on because of that hisnagdus. But when a person's amunah is in that place of echad, and knows that even though what happened to me on the surface is opposed to me, opposed and against me, in the depths of my heart, I have this das that tells me that no, this too comes from Hashem Echad. This comes from Hashem Echad, and therefore, it's all coming from that same one God, and it's all because of His love for me. It's all echad. Lamata kol kaishim megimi makam sheish esnagdus. Anything less than beneath that, everything comes, every koshi comes from the fact that there's a hisnagdus, that there's something that's the two things that are opposing each other. Now, have you oz kenomer? Be bold, strong. Courageous, like a nomer, like a leopard. Yesh hisnagdus elishu oz klape oise hisnagdus. So when you have hisnagdus, it's always one strong side fighting against another strong side. Hakoshi b'shorsho ha'elyon. However, when we get to the highest place of a person, which is das, the Sheresh Ha'elgain, the highest place of Das, which is Das Elokei Avicha, which is V'yadata Yom HaShavosh Elovecha G'Hashem Elokim, right? Ein Od, everything is Echad. HaKoshi B'Sheresh Ha'elgain Mekomba B'Mokom Sheyesh Rak Echad. Then you get to this place where there's only Echad. Shelo Mispo Mishum Dover. And Echad is not misspelled from anything. There's no Esnagdus to Echad. There's no Esnagdus to Hashem. Nothing can be opposed to Hashem. Hashem is Hakol Yochav Akal Olam Yochad. Everything is a locus. And when you connect to that truth and you believe in that truth, then the koshi becomes rach, becomes soft. Shulam Yisbol Mishum Dov, because Hashem Achad is not misspelled from anybody. Kini Mili Yisbol. What's the name Yisbol from? Ubedachas Yisrael Neisha'in Sham Tvisa Acheres. When you get to that Nakud of Echad, there's no Isnagdus because there's nothing against. There's nothing else. It's Ein Od Belvado. There's only God. There's nothing against Him. There are things that look like they're against Him. But that's when there's nothing against Him. And they change from Tvisa Acheres, Lekach Achiza Be'echad Muchletes. Therefore, Ha'achiza Be'echad is Muchletes. Shom Oymech HaKoshi Ha'elyon. That's the deepest place. That's Koshi Ha'elyon. But now we have two opposites that are joined together. Kashius, that strength, that hardness, and the rakius, which means gentleness and softness. So when in a kashius, it passes the mata. It's not the kashius, the way it's for an unbelieving, for a person that's an unbeliever. So any matter of religion, of halacha, is the hardest thing in the world. We're not talking about kashius, the commission that passes the mata, key. It's not talking about like a piece of something hard that's not expelled from something else. And we're talking about what? We're talking about elo oimek hakayish b'nefesh adam hu kasher ha'adam magil l'makim shabo kasher adam magil l'makim shabo ein lo shum tfisa cheres chutz me'achad. It's when a person reaches that part of himself, mamish, the nefesh elokis, the inner heichel, the mishkan of who he is. And over there, ein lo shum tvisa acheres, chutz miachad. There's no other tvisa. There's no opposition. There's no hisnagdus. There's only echad. And the person cannot be taken out of that place ever. That's what it means by Avraham Avinu. Umatzasa eslavava neman lefanecha. Mordechai, right? Mordechai lo yichrav lo yishtachave. Mordechai was not, bechlal was not nispoil to him. It's ad lo adab and arham levoch Mordechai. There's no difference, really, in Pinimius. There's no difference between when something looks like it's arhaman or it's baruch Mordechai. When something looks like it's the worst arhaman and something that happened to you, and something looks like it is the best thing that ever happened to me. In the deepest part of oneself, everything is echad. There's ad liyoda. That's Purim. Ad liyoda ben Aram and the Baruch Mordechai. There is no hisnagdus between Haman and Mordechai. Everything is echad. In other words, Haman was sent to bring us to a higher madrega of Mordechai, to a higher madrega of emuna of dveikus b'Hashem. And what came out from Haman's threats? It came out of the biggest yontif, which is Purim. The biggest yontif. Right, we learn many times that Adar is the month of Adar is the meaning of Adar Rabba. Adar Rabba means one thing and its opposite. When you thought it was something like this, then it's just the opposite. That's the simcha of the greatest simcha of Vinahafaychu. Asher Yishul Toa Yudim Heim of the Sinai. Vinahafaychu means that the opposite, a Molech that was made a gzeira to kill every Jew. As if from there comes out what? L'chaim, l'chaim, all the l'chaims that we make on Purim. Come out from that gezeirah of Haman. Because in that nekuda of Das, Elyon, there's only one tfisa, which is everything is God. And everything is good. And there from Pnimis, it's Ad L'Yodah Ben Aram Baruch Mordechai. Be'emes, there is no difference. That's when Das is used to be mechaber between things. Ad l'yodah ben Aram, there's no difference. You can bring together Aram, Haman, and Baruch Mordechai. These two that are the most opposite on earth, which is Haman and Mordechai, how do you bring them together? So there's a Das, there's this Das HaMechaberes. This is Das HaMechaberes. Now, it's very hard for us to reach that. That's why you have Purim and you drink a little bit. So it's very hard. But Das HaMechaberes, it says that the same God who sent Mordechai to the world sent Haman to the world. And the same God who loves us and who is doing everything just because he loves us sent those same two people. So it's Das Mechaberes. The highest use of Das is Das Mechaberes. B'mokim she'yesh shnayim. Whenever there's two, odin yochel kabel es hasheni, yochel es nagidilov. You have a choice. You could either be mekabel, the other one, or you could be misnagid to the other one. When you're in that place that's called Hashem Echad Shema Echad, and Shema Yisrael Hashem Echad Hashem Echad, Mokim Kazeh Shekulei Echad, Shom Ein Shum Efsharos LeKabel Oy Tzad. There's no other Tzad. Therefore, when the Gemara says in Pesachim that right now we have a bracha when someone is born, you say a bracha, you know, Atoy V'Meitiv. And when someone dies, what are you going to do? So you say dynamis, you accept God's judgment. But in the end, when Mashiach comes, everything's going to be Atoy V'Meitiv. Everything is good. Now, there are no things that are furthest apart than death and birth. And yet, ultimately, it's all the same. It's all Hatay V'Meitiv. It's Hashem HaKen Hashem HaChad. Because there's no other tzad. And that's what's going to be revealed when Mashiach comes. That there's no other tzad. There is no other side. There is no other side. The whole meaning of the Yetzer Hara, like the Zohar says, is just a hired hand to do Hashem's work. There's no other side. The Sitra Achra is working for the Rebbeinu Shlomo, like the muscle of the Zohar that the king hires to tempt the prince to see if he's faithful. There is no other side. There's no two. In that place, there's no other tzad. Yisham Megia Oymek HaKayshi B'Nefesh Adam. And when a person believes in that, then he's able to be in a place of Oymek HaKayshi. Nothing can budge him. Nothing can move him. He's like Avram Avinu. He's a rock. When you're in that place, then the Yisodah Offer works in you, that your Emunah is Emunah, which is like Eitan, powerful, strong, unbending, can't be moved. No, nothing. Amalek doesn't want that. Amalek wants a person to feel that he's living in a life of opposites. He's living a life of opposites. And every mitzvah is opposed to him. And every moment of davening or learning is something which is against what he wants to do. That's what Amalek wants. That's why Amalek separates between the Kiyad al-Keis Kav, between the Yudke and the Vavke. The whole meaning of Amalek is period, is separation. In other words, Amalek has the ability to take two people, even though they're very, very similar, and to show how they can't get along with each other, how the mamish can't stand each other. To take a husband and wife who loved each other and got married, and mamish is beautiful, and brought a beautiful family, and Amalek can bring these two to have such fights to show, to give the impression that there's nothing that joins them together, there's nothing in common. You had 14 kids together, and you spent the last 40 years together, whatever it is. No, there's nothing that's holding this marriage together, nothing. You're two opposites, two different. The whole meaning of Amalek is to emphasize, to highlight those differences, because Amalek is the Alma de Pirud, is the world of separation, of division. But when a Jew is in a place of Yadata, Hayom HaShev, Lai Hashem, Yishwam, Ein Oy, there's no tzad acher, there's no other side. It's not the Kabbalah on the other side. When the Navi Eliyahu was saying by Har HaKarmel, he said, because the Jews were divided between Baal and Hashem, there were so many Jews were going after the Zohar. They believed in Hashem, but they were troubled by Avodah Zarah. So the Navi says, Ad Moshe Atem Paisu Mashtei Asib. How long are you going to be going, like, wobbling and limping, dancing on two different, you know, at two different weddings? By two thresholds, by two doorways. If you believe that Hashem is Hashem, then go after Hashem. If you believe that Baal is God, then go after Baal. What are you dancing by two chasms? What are you being torn in half? What are you struggling with? There's only one side. If you believe in Hashem, there's no such thing as Baal. There's nothing. But if you don't believe in that, then go and then throw yourself into Baal. The whole life here is between these two, you know, going back and forth. The bottom of the page Kuf says, Yichad, v'zeu amokam harach b'yoyser sheyeshno. So, now we've come to the gentlest and softest and sweetest place of all. And that's the most amazing thing. Because ulo misnagil af echad. Because now there's no hisnagdus. You're not misnagid to anything. You're not misnagid to anybody. No one's misnagid to you. It's machaya. Aber meidach, how did you come to that? The answer is, aber meidach, hugam akosha b'yoyser. It's because you're strong and unbending in your faith. Because the oilam, you're not going to be open to anything else, to the tzaracha. That is the part of the soul that's called eson, strong, powerful, kosher, hard, unbending, full faith. But in that same place, it's rakus. It's gentle and soft because there's no snagdus. You're not in this bowl from anything. There's no snagdus. Rakus for kashis, for vasachas, page kufyud. Kol mida, every mida, yishla sherish elyon, v'sherish tachtay. Every midah has a higher sherish, in a good way, in a holy way, and a sherish tachtayin, in a lower way. Ha-sherish ha-tachtayin shalakayshi, k'may she-he-arachnum, kayim b'yisayid ha-ofer. The sherish ha-tachtayin, the lower sherish of koshi, is the yisod of ofer. This quality, the highest manifestation of this offer is Eson Shebenefesh. Mokam HaKoshi Shebenefesh. She'en lo shum ershoz l'kabel tzadshem. But the soul is completely not open to anything other than the truth of Hashem Elokim. Avon Yidach Rach Gomer. So, on the other hand, it's Rach Gomer. It's gentle, soft, because there's no snagdus. Yeishna havchan k'divya gemara. The gemara says, lo'olam yehe odam rach kekone, val yehe kosher ke'eres. A person should always be bendable, pliable, like a reed, you know, by the grass. Why he kosher keres, and not to be kosher hard, like a cedar from Lebanon, you know, keres, a cedar tree. Yisad kach keres and welcome to kosher shlili. Now, when it says in the Gemara, "Ah yehi kosher keres," it means don't be a person that's inflexible. We're not talking about in your faith. We're talking about, you know, with everything in life. You're all in Irish kite. You're so stuck on things, and you're hard. Don't be like that. That's a negative use of being stubborn and fighting with everybody. They disagree with you and so on. Achmatzina b'gemara avchana nesefes sh'davar malachu haya nikra adinu ha'atzmi ki k'shahay yoyshev v'oisig v'tayra u'ma'adin asam k'talaz. When he was sitting and learning, David Melech had these two sides to him. He contained what on the surface appeared to be contradictory traits. On the one hand, he was gentle and soft when he was learning Torah and he was davening. He was gentle and soft and so on, like a worm. So that's adina, like the word adin, sensitive and gentle. But when he would go out to fight, when he would go out to war, he was hard like a tree. Which is the hardest tree of all. It's eras, the eras, the cedar tree. So on the one hand, the Gemara is saying that we should be people who are flexible. you should be Roch Kekonet, v'lo Kosher Ke'eres, and not to be Kosher Ke'eres, to be stubborn and inflexible. Tzadik Atama Yifroch Ke'eres Balvon in Yizke. But now we see that the Tzadik is described as an Eres, as a cedar tree. Tzadik Atama Yifroch Ke'eres Balvon in Yizke. Eres, K'mosha Omer Rabba Seinu, is Roz. Of Eres is the letters Raz Echad, the mystery, the secret of Echad, of belief in Hashem Echad. Eres. Lamdeinu she Eres megil miharazus shel ha'alef. That the Eres has in it this quality that's Raz, the secret or the mystery of Echad. Shom ba'oimek mamake nefesh adam, because over there, in the deepest part of a person, one can be like David HaMelech, the same person that was so soft and so sensitive to everybody and anything. When it came to the truth, he was Ramesh Agibar Melchama. Rakius, softness, and kashius, and strength, hardness. Has a pascal because the oimek mamake nefesh adam, because in the deepest part of the soul, the star from akash rakus adadi, that when you come to the place of echad, then there could be roz kosh, it could be eres, could be rach and kosh at the same time. Roz eres is the oisius roz echad, the secret or the mystery of echad. The mokim yoisar tachta zemizgalav avchana hanikris peh. If you go to a lower part of the person, this inyan is mezgala in the mouth. Speech. Commercial matina bin yeshiva mitzrayim. We see that the way we were sort of taken by the Egyptians is that it says that vayividus means befarach. Mitzrayim means befarach. Befarach, Chazal say, is bepeh rach, with a gentle way of speaking. Initially, they would ask us for help and so on, and it was in a nice and a gentle way, but eventually it led to the bitterness of the most harsh slavery. This is a negative way of using speech and speaking in a soft way just to bring the person, to delude the person, to deceive him into something which is terribly hard and harsh. Harach haya almanas lahavim l'makom kosher, where the gentle speech of the Egyptians was just for the purpose of bringing us into the most horrible place of koshi, of the koshi of slavery. Havo mitzach shleimus adavah. But on a much higher level, the place of shleimus, the mouth can be megala, something soft and something hard at the same time. On the when the brothers go and they tell Yaakov that Yosef was speaking to them in a way that was very harsh. Diba is a lashon kosher. Diba is a lashon of kosher. It's hard. Shizu b'chinas ha'azus, strong, hard. Ha'peh yochel eifel agalus gam rachas gam kashis. Perach, the lashon kosher. So we see that on the one hand, the mouth can speak in a gentle way, but it means something which is very, very hard. Or it could be that it's spoken in a hard way, but like with Yosef, but the deeper meaning, of course, is very gentle and soft to bring him to a tikkun. It's echad. Mitzad kach, haper, hino mokum shel tzirif harakus v'kashis. The mouth is a special place where rakus, softness, gentleness, and kashis sit together. Das gonus bepume. And das, the ability to join the two together is through das that can be expressed through the mouth. Das hanim says beper hodam the nuzah of shows sif harakas akashis gechad. Das that is manifested through one speech is possible to join together those two of tziruf and rakus. Shenova and Kain Lahamid is Shlaimus Tikkun Midas Akashi. Therefore, when it comes to trying to understand the Shlaimus, the true Shlaimus of the Midah of Koshi, the Tikkun of the Midah of Koshi, offer, Yesh Tikkun Shel HaKoshi Mitzad HaMayim. We learned this already, from, that comes with water, Mitzad Ruach, air, Mitzad Ofer and the earth. There is Tikkun HaKosh Mitzad Hadas. And there is Tikkun HaKosh Mitzad Hadas. Hadas be'etzem Mitzad Refes as Arakus v'sakashis v'vasachas. Das has the ability to join together in serving Hashem, Rakus and Kashus. Zalmokim HaPnimi B'nefesh, and to reveal that inner place of a person, Hanikra Eson Shebenefesh. It is called the strength of the soul. The strength of the soul. Okay. Let's just begin a little bit. Periches, Azus. Let's get started. Commercial Huskar. In the Kaishim is Chag L'Shloy Shechalokim, Sheldash Midas, Kashis Ayuf, Azus Vachzaris. So we spoke about Hakoshi. Koshi can be manifested, expressed in three midas: kashyus arif, stubbornness; azus, chutzpah, and asaris, and cruelty. Anaf yoyser rochus b'koshi huakas. The most extreme branch of koshi is anger and rage. The parak zeh na'asok b'z Hashem b'chelik anikra azus. In this parak, we're going to talk the entire parak about this inyan of azus. Hain Azus the Kilkul, the negative manifestation of Azus. Hain Azus the Kedusha, and also the holy and positive side manifestation of Azus. Moshen HaMishnah B'Avus. So it says in the Mishnah B'Avus, Hevi Oz Kanome, like we just learned, V'kal k'neshe v'rotz k'tzvi v'gibur k'ari l'asas son of b'chash of Shemayim. To have the azus of a leopard, and to be light as an eagle, and to run like a deer, and to be a courageous, a gibur, like a lion. L'asas v'son of b'chash of Shemayim. To do Hashem's will. Zuhi ha'azus ha'chiyuvis. This is obviously referring to using azus, chutzpah, in a positive way. Use it to serve Hashem. So using the azus of a leopard in a positive way is to be the Mishnah is saying to be ozkanomer. So you have people that disagree with you and they make fun of you that you're a Jew, that you're Shema Mitzvahs, so you have the Azus to stand up to that. You're not nispal from that. There's no, there's Kilu, there's no Snagus at all. So, Oz Kanam, Lavadisabar, Nihidach, the Mishnah continues and says, Oz Pam Vaganim. Now we have just the opposite. First, we learn that there's a wonderful Midah. There's to be Oz like a Nomra, to be strong or bold like a leopard. But now, the Mishnah continues and says, Oz pon le Gehenim, that a person of Azus ends up going to Gehenim. Ubaishas pon le Gan Eden. And a person who's shy goes to Gan Eden. The Az ponim, the Mechutzev goes to Gehenim, and the person who's not, the opposite of Mechutzev, who's Baishas pon him, that person goes to Gan Eden. So now we're obviously talking about Azus Shlilus, a destructive, negative type of Azus. במובן החיצוני, כוונת הדבר לחיירה, no, I'm sorry, וצורך להבין מהי מהוסה של עזוז הפנימיס הטבע. You need to understand, what is the essence of this עזוז הפנימיס הטבע, the עזוז, the inner עזוז, that is positive, that's good, מהי מהוסה של העזוז החיצוני שעזוז שלילוס, and what are the drawbacks and the dangers of עזוז חיצוניס, of the external עזוז, which is an azus shlilus, which is a negative manifestation of the mida of azus. Okay, Mr. Shem will continue understanding chutz ben azus. We'll learn about it, Mr. Shem, next week. Shkara.